I guess it came early on with drinking gin and tonics with my granny, and it was at our wedding when my husband was having a nice little drink of Dutch courage with granny that we had the idea that we could actually produce it ourselves.
Add in a honeymoon trip to Kangaroo Island off the coast of South Australia and you'll have all the ingredients you need to produce an internationally recognised boutique spirit. Hello, I'm Brooke Neindorf. Sarah and John Lark set up their micro distillery, Kangaroo Island Spirits, in a small shed out the back of their house in the coastal community of Signet River 9 years ago. They started with liqueurs and, after lots of trial and error, have now hit on the winning formula for their wild gin using a variety of native botanical flavours.
So that idea came from your wedding day?
Yeah, it did. It was coincidental too. My my brother-in-law was there. He established the Lark Distillery, and my husband had just finished an aquaculture degree, and so we recognised that he had the skills in he'd done chefing, but he's also got the plumbing, the water quality, the chemistry that would all come in handy in starting a distillery.
How much taste testing was happening back when you were first starting?
That was the fun part. Yeah, definitely a lot of taste testing. We would say that the business was just John and myself, and our tasting body was a couple of hundred people that were happy to become friends and help give us advice on tasting.
Can you run us through the process of how you make gin here in the Cellador?
Yep, we start with a neutral grape spirit. We get that from Tarak in the Barossa. That's a 96%, so that's pretty much our blank canvas. We'll put that through the still first on its own, and that is important. There's a reaction with the copper, which will make it smoother. And then the next distillation is where we add all the botanicals. So in our wild gin, there's a dozen, including the native juniper, and the majority of them sit in a basket in the neck of the still. So as the alcohol evaporates, it pushes its way through and takes the oils with it. We collect it in a vessel. We're only putting through about 17, 18 litres at a time. And once that gets tested, we dilute it back to the 43%. So it's not a great deal that we're making, but it's all made with a lot of passion.
We're just inside here and the smells, there's lots of little different smells here and there. And what are some of the herbs and spices that you use as part of your gin?
Well, we've got the two different gins that we're producing at the moment. In the wild gin, the main botanicals in there are the juniper, the coriander, the angelica, and then the other botanicals are quite traditional, apart from the bubiella. And then our O gin, we've gone quite away from the traditional. We've introduced O'Leary, which is a coastal daisy, a native plant to Australia. Then we've used a few of the beach organic peppers that the Cuba pepper, the long pepper, give it a nice spice to it and a little bit of heat in there as well. And something called a tonka bean, which comes from South America, which has that amazing marzipan flavour to it.
What do people say when they come in and try it? What's their reaction?
We are really enjoying people's reactions, especially when they pull up and they see this rustic shed and think that it can't be that amazing that what's in there. And a lot of people come in that are not gin drinkers and taste our gin. We encourage people to try it neat. And it's a fantastic gin that is smooth but has a lot of complex flavours in there that just work really nicely together. And it's great being able to surprise people with that.
And so what does your granny think of this? Does she like having the contacts with gin?
Oh, absolutely. She had her 95th birthday just the other year, and we made her a very special old lady's gin with a photo of her as a young lady on it, and she's just ordered another bottle from me. She loves it. She's very passionate about our gin.